Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman.
Hi, boys and girls. It's Joel Cheeseman of the Chad and Cheese Podcast, and this is The Shred for December 2nd, 2020. The Shred is a bite-sized bit of recruitment news to help make sure you're in the know, even if you're on the go. Guys, The Shred is brought to you today by Recruitology. Recruitology uses artificial intelligence to connect employers with the right talent through programmatic job distribution, passive candidate matching, and now, hold on to your hats, virtual career fairs. Yep, no more germy career fairs for this guy. Learn more by going to recruitology.com/employers. Out of the news. So you think $26 billion was a lot for Microsoft to spend in order to acquire LinkedIn? How about Salesforce dropping a little over $27 billion for enterprise messaging solution Slack? Yowza! And we get bent out of shape over something like Recruit paying $1.5 billion for Glassdoor. Chump change! Okay. So announced late Monday, Salesforce will buy Slack for $27.7 billion in a stock and cash deal. Ever the showman, Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff said, quote, "This is a match made in heaven. Together, Salesforce and Slack will shape the future of enterprise software and transform the way everyone works in the all-digital work-from-anywhere world," end quote. The investment world isn't so sure, apparently, as shares of both companies are down today. Seven Wall Street analysts covered the deal, and all seven sort of hated it. Criticisms included everything from a high customer overlap to Microsoft's competing Teams product already being pretty ubiquitous to messaging, and messaging already being kind of passé in light of companies like Zoom, who focus on video engagement. Ultimately, this looked like a deal that had to be made, as Salesforce has its sights squarely set on Microsoft as we head into a post-COVID world. You might remember that Salesforce was rumored to be in the bidding war for LinkedIn and lost to Microsoft. Wedbush Securities analyst Dan Ives probably said it best, quote, "The core reason for this deal, in our opinion, is to keep pace with the cloud behemoth in Redmond. Microsoft, with its Azure Office 365 cloud stack and Teams enterprise messaging solutions set, has dominated the cloud over the past few years and accelerated its growth during its COVID backdrop. With Salesforce having a treadmill approach to collaboration software with its Chatter solution and its 2016 acquisition of Quip gaining minimal traction, it was a, quote, now or never to do a deal for Benioff. Slack, despite facing stiff competition from Microsoft, has been a clearly successful solution set further penetrating enterprise and thus looks like the natural fit for Salesforce to beef up its collaboration and messaging footprint and keep pace with Nadella and company with its cloud dominance. If Salesforce wants to expand beyond its core goldmine of sales and marketing department and further into enterprise, this was the moment and thus represents a major shot across the bow against Microsoft," end quote. Guys, be sure to tune into the weekly show as we dig into this news and much more from the world of recruiting. As always, big thanks to Recruitology for supporting The Shred. Recruitology brings machine learning and AI to virtual job fairs, candidate matching, and programmatic job distribution. You can learn more today by going to recruitology.com/employers. Cheeseman out.
Adios, turd nuggets.
Come on, man.
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.